I was sleeping in deep sleep with my sons, and I was in deep sleep. My husband just came in my room, and he said, they're coming. And I said, who? Then all of a sudden, four of them, they came in, and they said, they put knife on us, on our necks, and they said, gold, we want gold, give me money, give me gold. And they put a knife on my husband's ear, and he said, I will cut his neck if you can't give me. I said, no, I will give you. I took my chain off, I took my earrings off, rings and everything I took off, and I just gave it to them. They went in my daughter's room, and they put a knife on the ear, because her earrings was gold as well.
I mean, that's absolutely terrifying for it to happen to you. Yeah, but when you see that.
Yeah, and my daughter was, she closed her eyes, and she said, Mom, I was awake, but I closed my eyes.
How long did it last?
I think it lasts like, I think, 7 to 10 minutes. They just wanted our car keys and said to my husband, give me car keys, give me your car keys. And two of them was running from this street, and two of them was in the car.
So they took your car as well?
Yeah, they took my car as well.
Did you fear for your lives and those of you?
Yeah, children? Now, after this happened, I'm just really terrible, you know, very scared. It's horrible and terrible.
Has it sunk in yet, what happened?
I'm in a, you know, nightmare. I'm still thinking that I'm in a nightmare. All of a sudden it happens. This is a life-threatening thing for me and my husband and my kids.
When you say you're scared, I can hear it in your voice.
Yeah.
Genuine fear.
Last night I was in a big shock, and I was shivering, and the ambulance came in my house, and they checked my blood pressure and everything. She said to me, you want to go to hospital? I said, no.
How's it affected your children? I mean, your daughter?
My children are very scared. You know, they're very scared from last night, because she said to me, I don't want to sleep in my own room. She was slept with me, you know, in my room. Four of us was on my bed last night. You know, she couldn't go in her room. She was scared. She said, Mom, I don't want to sleep alone.
We hear that this type of attack is happening quite a lot at the moment.
Yeah.
You've been a victim of it.
Yeah.
Is enough being done to stop it?
Somebody has to stop this. That's why I'm giving you interview. That somebody has to stop it, because every time they come, and, you know, this is our tradition to wear the jewelry, you know, gold. Everyone has got jewelry, but, you know, in these kind of things happening, I don't think so. You know, somebody wear that.
I mean, you mentioned a lot of it is passed down through families
as
well.
Yeah, yeah. My mother-in-law has given me, my husband has given me as a gift. So everybody wants to wear it. In Asian ladies, you know, everybody wants to wear the gold. And our gold is very expensive gold, like it's 24 karat gold. So our gold is so expensive. That's why they wanted to take our gold.
So would now you think twice about wearing jewellery?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't want to wear it now. I can't forget this all my life.